This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pentagon says about 100 Ukrainians will head to Oklahoma and the Fort Sill as soon as next week to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system. Ukraine has long sought the Patriot missile surface-to-air guided missile defense system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. During his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying, "We can and must counter this Russian attacks with a new level of modern military technology, which Ukraine can receive from partners. I'm grateful to all leaders who support us for their understanding that right now is the time and for new powerful decisions and powerful support." The Pentagon spokesman said Patriot training normally can take about several months, but can be expedited. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau trying to downplay their frustrations.
Irregular migration, illegal drugs, climate change, and trade disputes are front and center, as the Mexican president pointed out as he openly challenged Biden to expand economic cooperation. Biden fired back.
The United States provides more foreign aid than every other country just about combined in the world, to not just the hemisphere, but around the world. Unfortunately, our responsibility just doesn't end in the Western Hemisphere. It's in Central Europe, it's in Asia, it's in the Middle East, it's in Africa, it's in Southeast West Asia.
On Tuesday, the U.S. announced a range of outcomes, which included plans to collaborate on supply chain issues and semiconductor development, modest commitments to reduce methane emissions from the solid waste and wastewater sector, and more clean energy collaboration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Mexico City.
And this is VOA News. The United States is accusing Russian military contractors backed by the Kremlin of interfering in the internal affairs of African countries and increasing the likelihood that violent extremism will grow in the Sahel region, which is facing increasing attacks and deteriorating security. Russia has denied. U.S. Defense Ambassador Richard Mills lashed out at the Wagner Group at the U.N. Security Council meeting Tuesday on West Africa and Sahel. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says that the spike in North Korean missile tests and nuclear ambitions and other provocative acts pose a serious threat that could spark a wider conflict. Speaking with the Associated Press at the Presidential Palace in Seoul, Yoon reiterated his call for closer security cooperation with the United States and Japan to ensure they have an overwhelming ability to counter what he called the dangerous situation being created by North Korea. Change is coming for a U.S. Marine unit in Japan. More details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Top national security officials from the United States and Japan are expected to agree to changes in the joint defense posture this week as the two nations confront rising threats from North Korea and increasing aggressiveness from China. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will meet with their Japanese counterparts. They are expected to issue a joint statement that will adjust but not increase the American troop presence on the island of Okinawa. Officials say the agreement will transform an existing Marine regiment into a new, more rapidly mobile unit. The new agreements come just ahead of a visit by Japan's Prime Minister to Washington this week, where he'll meet with President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on California's weather woes.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California than have died since New Year's Day.
That is AP's Ben Thomas reporting via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.